All right, we're looking at three key instruments. We looked at the bass, the drum. Then a lot of churches will have an electric guitar. I don't have an electric guitar, although this is a guitar and it is being amplified, so it sort of makes it an electric guitar. But why is the electric guitar becoming a standard instrument for worship service? Number one, the grunge sound adds power when the music kicks into a higher gear. And I don't have a grunge sound on this. You can buy a box and actually make this sound like that. But you know, it's when the guitar has that real, you know, sort of distorted sound. This is a nice clean sound. But the electric guitar, when they set it up right, it has this... It's got this real sort of distorted sound, and by itself it sounds, you know, a little out there, but when it is accompanied by the drums and the guitars and everyone singing, all it does is add sort of a power to a chorus. So when we sing Holy, Holy, Holy on the last verse, the drums come in and the electric guitar comes in with that power, and it just fills in sort of the low end of the sound, and it just it like fills in all the cracks. So that's one thing that a guitar does. The other thing the electric guitar does is it becomes a lead guitar, and it sort of adds nice intros and interludes and interesting things in a song. They add little runs and little things, or a song might start out. So it'll be just a little. So the electric guitar might do that, and it stands out, and it's just a way to, you know, get into the song. Adds a little more spice to things. Well, how to grunge an electric guitar? The way you use that sort of grunge sound is you play the chord as it's written, but you don't play the full chord. You don't, you know, if I had a grunge sound on this, it'd be too overpowering. So you just sort of play on the low end, and it just sort of fills things in, and you sort of just keep the beat. That's all you need to do. So, Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound. It's just sort of keeping the beat, and it adds a lot of that low end. How to play the lead guitar. Intros, interludes, endings. Sometimes it's the melody. So if you're going to sing Amazing Grace... I'm not a lead guitar player, so I don't know how to do it, but you try to find the melody. So, electric guitar might do that in a better manner, in an interesting way, before you start singing. So they'll play that melody, or they'll play some other melody that sort of fits into the chord as an introduction to a song. And so he plays a little introduction in that chord, and the people don't know what the song is until all of a sudden you start singing. That creates a little bit of interest. That's really all I have on the electric guitar. I'm just trying to set this up. We're going to be interviewing an electric guitar player, and he can show us the sounds, how he gets those sounds, where he uses those chords, and so on. And I think it's important that you, as a music director, know, so that you, as you're planning out your songs and trying to build songs, you really have to know what each instrument does, because you're the one that decides, okay, now we want the electric guitar coming in, or we don't want the electric guitar coming in, or we want that grunge sound, or we want the clean sound, or what sound it is that you want. You want the drum coming in now, you want the bass coming in. So the more you know about what these instruments can do, the more you're able to sort of pull them together.